마디나게 다드님의 선제 감지에 담는 도서 나눔의 바위 한다 봐도 선제의 공부는 무지 찜질에 또 봐자 대제대 담배 주여 선생님 백고노 그주 여름 만화대 과세에 담내 선가라 시오로
So for the sake of all other sentient beings equal in limits of space, one must attain the state of full Buddhahood by every means. For this purpose, one should now listen to a teaching on the sublime Dharma. So please adjust your motivation in such a way and listen in an appropriate manner.
네, 나 공화선 마자의 담배 주진 참네, 아니, 그래다 담배 주는 님보는 미술 거거든, 님보 지단님 미술로서야, 대 님보 지단님 미술듯이, 아 님보 지단님 미술대로 남지 남자, 님보는 다 대다 지우섬지 남들 숨으로 던진 미술다, 지우섬지 거네를 마진을 집에 좀 된다. 네, 여기다 좀 센데 봐. 대놓는 대단히 구바시야 어떻게 가도 되지? 다시 그래.
So regarding the part of the teachings that we've arrived at, within the outline of the text of the Lamrim Chimmel, then it talks about the stages of how the students train their minds after they rely on the teacher. This is divided into two portions: an exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity, and how to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. Then within the second portion, there are again two headings. The first heading is how to develop certain knowledge of a general presentation of the path. This is again divided into two portions: how all the scriptures are included within the paths of the three types of persons, and number two, why students are led in stages using trainings of the three types of persons. Again, the second portion has two. Of the second portion in this, within that it has the section, the purpose for guiding students through such stages. We've come to that portion, which is on page
139. Yes.
So here a doubt is being posed as to regards to the way that the disciples are being led along the path. They're being led in the graduated manner, taught to follow the path in a graduated manner. And here, since the training in the lower capable being, the path of the lower capable being and the middling capable being, these are seen as branches of the path of the greater capable being, the Mahayana vehicle. So therefore, why can't one teach the Mahayana right from the outset, or teach the path of training of the greater being right from the outset? Why is there a need to differentiate, you know, in such a way as using the terms of the lower capable being and the middling capable being? So here Lama Tsongkhapa refutes this doubt by saying that when one is teaching, when one starts teaching the student in such a way, firstly, you know, if one does not have a prior training of reversing one's attachment to the appearances of this life, as well as reversing one's attachment to future lives, you know, the general happinesses or perfections of cyclic existence, if one has not done that, then prior to entering to the Mahayana path, then there is a danger of the practitioner generating pride or arrogance in thinking that, you know, he or she is a Mahayana practitioner. So therefore, you know, teaching from the right from the beginning, the training the lower capable being and the middle capable being, and then progressing to the higher capable being, is for this purpose of reducing or to as an antidote to that pride.
Yes. Mm.
Yes. So the reason of the necessity to teach in such a graduated fashion is because it benefits the practitioners of the all the three scopes, the lower, the middling, as well as the highest capable being. So here it says that even the beings of the highest and lower, the highest and the middling capacity practitioners, capable beings, also need to reverse their attachment or to cease their attachment to appearances of this life. So therefore, by teaching in such a manner, teaching the path of the lower capable being has only benefits to these two categories of practitioner and no harm. So then also with regards to the beings of the highest capable being, then they also need to have renunciation towards the entire cyclic existence. Therefore, teaching the middling, the path of the middle capable being has only benefit to them and no harm. So therefore, by training in such a way, then it benefits all three categories of trainees. So then the Lama Tsongkhapa says that if one does not teach in such a fashion, but if one were to think right from the outset that one were a Mahayana practitioner, then one has a danger. Then what happens is that one forsakes a training in the lower portions of the path, and then one aspires to the higher capable path, you know, the path of the higher capability. However, since one does not have such foundations of the lower capable being, lower and the middling capable beings, therefore one is unable to generate the realizations of the higher capacity beings of the higher capable higher capacity such realizations. Therefore, in this way, one ends up not having any of the realizations of the lower paths as well as the realizations of the higher paths. So in this way, Lama Tsongkhapa says that if we were to teach the disciple in a step-by-step manner, in the graduated fashion as mentioned before, then one can avoid this kind of pitfall.
Mm. Yes.
Yes. So then another doubt is being posted here as to regards to the beings who are by nature having the good fortune to meet the teachings of to have the capacity to cultivate the Mahayana path and the good fortune of the Mahayana path. And with regards to these beings, then if we are to teach them the common paths of the lower and middling capable being, wouldn't that degenerate their good fortune? And so wouldn't it be better to teach them the Mahayana path right from the outset? So here, Lama Tsongkhapa refutes this doubt by saying that if one even if one is with the good fortune to cultivate the Mahayana teachings, then it is beneficial to them to teach them the path in such a manner, in a graduated fashion, such that the realizations pertaining to the lower and the middling paths, so those realizations that they have not arisen before, by training in such a way would cause them to arise these realizations of their path, and so hence it benefits and does not harm to their ultimate training in the Mahayana path. Strong salt is the first one. Yes. Sorry, I heard the wrong word. So in this way, the necessity for the, training and the path in such a way, in a graduated manner, fashion, is because it's mentioned here that when one is actually meditating on the path, one needs to do so in a graduated fashion. So that Lama Tsongkhapa mentions here that if one does not have generated realizations of the lower portions of the path, then it is difficult to generate the realizations of the higher ends of the path. So therefore, one needs to meditate in a graduated fashion. So So here Lama Tsongkhapa, in order to support this point, quotes from the Buddhist teaching this text called The Questions of the Royal Lord of Formulae. That's the middle of page 140. And here Lama Tsongkhapa says that he does not quote here. However, here the analogy is being given here that one needs to train in such a manner. So analogy is given of a jewels that are being extracted from the ocean. In ancient times, people used to go out to the oceans and extract jewels from the oceans. So upon first extraction, what you end up with is a very solid, a piece of jewel that is covered by very thick layers of sea mud. So in a gradual way, you polish that that grows amalgam, and then come to graduated fashion. First, you soak it in very strong salt, and then you use like very rough cloth to polish it. And then when the grossest or the coarsest forms of impurities have been removed, then you soak it within tea, and then you use a softer material like cotton to polish it. And when these middling impurities have been removed, then you soak them in a medicinal-like substance, almost like mercury, the Rinpoche said. So then you, this is when at the point when you have the most subtle impurities, and you remove that with mercury, and you use an even finer form of material to polish that. So in this way, gradually causing the substance to be free of defilements. So using this manner, so using this as an analogy, then therefore when training the path, one needs to train by gradually firstly removing the coarsest or the grossest faults, you know, then gradually removing the middling ones, and then removing the most subtle ones. Yes. So here, in the order when one is training the path, training the mind the path. If one is training the Mahayana path, firstly one meditates on the faults of cyclic existence as well as the sufferings. On the sufferings of lower realms, and this way one generates a very strong renunciation. And by generating the strong renunciation in such a way, one ripens one's mental continuum. Then in this way, following that, then the second stage of the training is by training in the profound aspects of the path, you know, the profound view. And then thirdly, then one trains in the extensive aspects of the path. Yes. So here in the by combining such a fashion with such a structure with the Lamrim, then the first stage is coherent with the training of in the paths of the lower and middling capable being, and then the second and third stages are coherent with the training in the paths of the highest capable being. Yes.
Ngonto, 임바다 원로 주제 남다 아 개와 단다 아 레줌레다 잠로다 레줌레다 아 덴데체는 이미 모두 무게 주고 쓰든 덴데 송제는 모두 공부도 그러고 근데 동보 안에 원로 주제 남만다 대지에서 다 원로 되는 게 때문에 근데 답을 담지 좀 로고 아닌데 근데 답을 담지 못 되지 남나 대지를 놓고 그래서 Somebody. In the Mondo, the Milady Lam Nimbote, that Rimjan the Love Goes on, and the Mondo Rutte Lamde, and the Chivichu on the Tomo Lam Chadi or. And the Tail Jila, and the Mili Taba Tamsim Rubi Lam Song, and the Chivich Drained, and the Chimbu Lam Song. I remember Teta Tri Govango, Gomonuji of somebody.
So here in Lama Tsongkhapa, further quotes from the protector Nagarjuna's writings. Here he mentions that Nagarjuna also supports the view saying that one needs to guide students in stages through the paths of higher status and certain goodness. So in general, the goals of aspirations that we strive to achieve are the temporal goals of high status of a rebirth in the higher realms, as well as the ultimate goodness of a liberation and omniscient Buddhahood. So here, firstly, in order to achieve this, first, the path leading to a higher status is being revealed, whereby the practitioner trains in the law of karma, the law of cause and effect, by abandoning the 10 non-virtuous actions. And by doing so, keeping such ethics, one attains the higher rebirth or higher status in the future lives. And then by having shown such a path, then following that, then the, on top of that, you know, then the practitioner is being taught the path of towards liberation and omniscient Buddhahood, the path of definite goodness or certain ultimate goodness. And here these are taught after the path of the path leading to after training the path leading to higher status. So this way, training in such a graduated manner. So the first path, the path leading to temporal goodness of higher status, that path corresponds to the training in the lower scope, lower capable being. And then the second two paths leading to ultimate goodness of liberation and omniscience, these the definite ultimate goodnesses of these. These two paths correspond to the trainings in the middling and greater capable beings. So therefore, Nagarjuna supports such a way of training.
Semje chibi shiro jenna thoma lavi chuto maji lavi dangwa de jito maji ju baje de da shiro ren de de mar chuba to ne chu de mar ren de dangwa de jito mar ren ji sun ju baje de da shiro ja chuma de mar ju ba to ne chu sa ma dong je dangwa de ji sun de mar chawa ji sun ju baje de ne semje no na dong ju ba korim de baba yin no shi sun ba to ni mar da de lam korim ge ba de ne to ma sun ji jum de ne go ma de ro pa ba to ne de de tam ji je ne korim de la
So therefore, here Lama Tsongkhapa again quotes from, to support this point, quotes from the noble being Asanga here, whereby it says about the different stages of training. So Lama Tsongkhapa, in order to express, you know, here Lama Tsongkhapa is quoted from three important figures, the Buddha, founder Buddha himself, Nagarjuna, protector Nagarjuna, as well as the noble being Astanga. Here, all of them agree upon the same point that the stages of training in the path are definite. One needs to definitely follow a certain graduated manner to in training of the path. So here, the noble being Arasanga says that at the beginning, when the disciples have very, when their wisdom is not extensive, you know, or not developed, then they are being imparted easy instructions to practice such instructions pertaining to like the lower path of the lower capable being, whereby they are taught to abide by the law of karma by abandoning the 10 non-virtuous actions. Then, subsequently, where the minds progress to a middling capacity, then they're being taught the path of training the path of the middling capable being, whereby it's trained the three higher trainings of ethics, concentration, and meditative concentration, as well as wisdom realizing selflessness. Then, following that, you know, once the wisdom increased, then they're being taught the Mahayana path, you know, the two branches of the path, the vast, extensive, the profound view, the profound aspect of the path, as well as the extensive aspect of the path. So like this, this is a definite manner in which the disciples are being taught to train in the path. Yes. So then Lama Tsongkhapa further quotes from Aryadeva, who is like the most cherished disciple, the heart disciple of Nagarjuna. Aryadeva here says that when one is training in the path, firstly one needs to train in the common paths, train one's mind in the common path, and having done that, then one progresses into the path of secret mantra by training into the generation stages. Then following that, then one enters into the completion stages. So in this way, when with regards to training in the path, Aryadeva describes it as similar to a staircase by which one progresses step by step, but depending on the lower steps, one arrives at the higher steps. One does not go directly to the higher steps by not relying on the lower steps. Therefore, this is the manner that Buddha had taught.
Yes. Sonamemba Tomordo, Padidando, Tamadajigo, Kongishi, the Kibanishi, Namjikor, and Ibad in the songs. And that also Nam Mayimba, Magiva Jotaba, Tejede, Tomordo, what he got his, call him. In the part of that, and again, Tamjuchona Tomunam, and that, Tejis, part of Dan and Dover Chess, in Marita, Kovizava, Gonzaga Danzi.
So here again, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Aryadeva's writings, the 400 stanzas, in order to present this point again. Here it says, initially you stop the non-meritorious. So the non-meritorious refers to the non-virtuous actions, such as abandoning the 10 non-virtuous actions. This is the main training for the being of the lower capable, path of the lower capable being, a person of the path of the lower capable being. And then in the middle, you stop the misconception of self. So here, in corresponding to the training in the path of the middle incapable being, you cultivate the wisdom realizing selflessness of the person in order to cut the root of some cyclic existence, which is this misconception of a self of persons. So then following that, then you move on to the training of the greatest capable being, whereby it says, finally, you put an end to all bad views. So here refers to cultivating the wisdom, realizing the selflessness of all phenomena. So a person who knows how to train their minds in such a manner is considered an adept. So this is the essence of this stanza. So here, then he quotes from, again, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from here, this learned master, Madhijita. So here, Madhijita is another name for the master, Ashwagosha. So Ashwagosha has had a lot of different names. So this is one of his names, Madhijita. So here, Madhijita. So here it says that the reason why he was given this name, Madhijita, in Tibetan means Markur, which means the servant of the mother. The reason being that because he was always very obedient to his mother's injunctions. So therefore, he was called a servant to the mother, to the mother. Yeah. So here, following that, then what he's written here is that when one is dyeing a piece of cloth, it needs to be free from stains. If the cloth itself is stained right from the beginning, then if we were to try to dye it of another color, then the dye wouldn't cling well to the cloth. Therefore, it needs to be stain-free in the beginning, and then the dyeing would be easily accomplished. So here, then he mentions that one firstly teaches the path to higher status by cultivating the causes for higher status, teaching the practitioners to cultivate generosity, ethics, patience, and so forth. And in such a way, having trained in such a way, then they're by ripening, this ripens their mental continuum. And following that, then they are taught the higher paths of the middling and the higher capable being by training in the wisdom, realizing the selflessness of persons as well as the selflessness of phenomena. and also teaching them on the practices of bodhicitta and so forth. Then this is the manner. Then also Lama Tsongkhapa says that the great master Janakirti also held that the path has a definite order in order to support this point. Yes. So here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that by when one is cultivating the path, it's very important that it's very crucial that we are very certain about the actual order by which one trains one's mind in a graduated fashion. So here it says that when one is so here Rinpoche said that in order, when you're training in the path, essentially what we're trying to do is to give rise to realizations of the path in one's own mind stream. And if one does not train one's mind the path in the right order, you know, of the stages, one will not be able to give rise to the realizations that one desire. So firstly, if one does not have renunciation, then there's no way one can achieve bodhicitta. And so renunciation is seeing the faults of cyclic existence and generating a wish to be free from that. But in order to have such a mind renunciation, one needs a prior training in the wish to be free from the lower realms, which is the path of the lower capable being. If one doesn't have a wish for that, to be free from the three lower realms, then it's difficult to generate the complete renunciation. So why is that? You know, so the logic for that is that because the mind of renunciation essentially is a mind that aspires to be free from the entire that does not have any form of attachment to the pleasures of cyclic existence, and aspires to be free from the entire circle of cyclic existence. However, if one does not even wish to be free from the worst aspects of cyclic existence, which are the three lower realms, you know, then what more? Then there's no, that's difficult to give rise to the whole renunciation. So therefore, it's very important to train in such a appropriate order. So as for us, you know, actually speaking, for all of us, we should first train our minds well in the path before progressing into the higher levels. But however, for us, we tend to first jump straight into the practices of bodhicitta, you know, such as generating bodhicitta and so forth, and then go on to take the empowerments and practice the higher ends of the path, you know. So from one point of view, maybe this is good because the tantric path is very rare to meet, and it's very important for us to leave imprints, having met this path, for us to leave imprints in the mind streams. However, from the actual point of view, then this is not appropriate. You know, one still needs to train one's mind in the in an actual order, you know, step by step fashion, before arriving at the higher ends of the path. Yes. So then we you can turn to page 144. It talks about the outline of the path. We move on to the next stage in the text where it talks about the actual way to take full advantage of a life of leisure opportunity. So this actual way is divided into three sections. One training the mind, the stages of the path shared with persons of small capacity. Number two, training the mind, the stages of the path shared with persons of medium capacity. And thirdly, training the mind, the stages of the path for persons of great capacity. So then the first one, training the mind, the stages of the path shared with persons of small capacity, are divided in three sections. The first one, the actual training of thought for a person of small capacity. The second is the measure of the attitude of a person of small capacity. And third is clearing up misconceptions concerning the attitude of a person of small capacity. Then this is the first one is divided into A, the actual training, which has two divisions. Number one, developing a state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives, and two, relying on the means for achieving happiness in the next life. The first one is again developing the state of mind, striving diligently for the sake of future lives, is divided into two parts. One, mindfulness of death, the contemplation that will not remain long in this world, and two, contemplating what will occur in your future life, the happiness or suffering of the two types of beings. Yes.
Da, jiden de rendu mene man chwa jiso chamba samba ase ya da, imare me da bokon ya chi, thombo thela yon ye, chwa chamba magombi nime re da, magombi nime, gombi penyon, chwa chamba lo cheta wisi cheba,
The first one, mindfulness of death, the contemplation and will not remain long in this world, has four parts. The first is, number one, the faults of not cultivating mindfulness of death. Two, the benefits of such cultivation. Three, the kind of mindfulness of death that you should develop. And four, how to cultivate mindfulness of death. Yes.
Chiba chenpa te ma gombi nimi thongpo ne teta tawe tena nimpo nimpa lan yuwa la chinji lo xile me taba la taba nimi chinji lo nye thongpo nopi gongyo tela chara nini rabi me taba chiba la menche nimi nambo dobo nye nopi go de la nye tazo tari chiba xe o nye mani gona yuri nima re re che terin me che terin yon me che nyamdo lui me che bi tondi mani chika ma tsui nan gyongo で、人も言いな、まじばれ、てたをどて、じんな、あ、せんでるどべ、ろちね、ていれんな、でたんで、ぐそ、ひ、せんでたんで、でばるばだ、どんはすべ、たんばしいな、せんせんね、ゆでつまだ、たばだ、たんじんちまだ、そべ、どんちんばだ、なんばじゅべ、ろんじべ、ちゅうんじゅべ、ろ、じんめてら、じゃら、てばだ、さまだ、ごまだ、そべ、しゅうじゅう、せんでば、たんで、ちいで、そね、よわじでん、とちょんじ、てんよに、ちょ、でどんどん、でばん、じゅうべ、えんじゅうじゅう、と、ま、じゅうたん、まじば、こうの。
Garden, you did some of them in the drop the children, senior, Remjago, and the Chiso de Logo, Munition, Nimu, the Tumida, Sadon Naso, but Namian, the Tindaway, Zombatim, the Sojin, the Tuba, Mongo. Nimberta, Chua Marina, and the Chu, Tangamari, Chu Marin, and the Tangio, Madrubu, Nimit, Reda, Duba, and then the Tower, Tender Sumbara. So here, page 145, here Lama Tsongkhapa talks about the faults of not cultivating the mindfulness of death. So here, if one does not remember, does not cultivate the mindfulness of death, you know, if one does not remember death, then one does not remember the Dharma practice. Even if one remembers the Dharma practice, you know, one does not accomplish it. And even one does not actually go about practicing it. Even if one goes about practicing it, one does not do it properly. You know, one does not do it seriously. So this way, these are the various faults of not remembering death, not remembering death and permanence. So then there are four errors that impede your taking full advantage of your life. So here in the brackets it says the conceiving the impure to be pure, that is conceiving the physical aggregates that are impure, by nature impure, but to misconceive that they are actually pure. And secondly is misconceiving suffering to be happiness. And third is the misconceiving that which is impermanent to be permanent. And fourth is misconceiving the selfless to have a self. I'm sorry, the way Rinpoche described the order was firstly impermanent, second suffering. I'm sorry, that's exactly the order. Wrong. The first is impurity, second suffering, third is impermanence, and fourth is selflessness. So with regards to this, then it says here initially the mere conception of impermanent is the avenue of much injury, which refers to that that which can cause the most harm at the beginning stages is the that which conceives the impermanent phenomena to be permanent. This kind of misconception can cause the most harm.
Na medaba la yo chawi medaba da rawi medaba ni so ba. Da chawi medaba se ya de ni de se chu kan de ji na yo ko keji in je lo yo de. Da keji in je lo yo de de keji in je ba de So, the Jew wants some of the thought we are never. At the end of the day, a tailor traveling Madaba Cherry. In the Tandang, as a Madaba Gomes, a rabbi Madaba. And the wants some tonju yoda again. At the end, so the Jew wants some thought we are, tending into a rabbi Madaba Cherry. The Tandan de Gomia de Chiwan Madaba, rabbi Madaba Gom, and so on.
So, here in the text it says, in regards to impermanence, then there are two aspects. These subtle impermanence, as well as the coarse or gross impermanence. So the subtle impermanence here refers to how composite phenomena is constantly decaying by every moment. Every moment there is constant breakdown or decay. So that is the nature being the nature of composite phenomena. This such a nature is not directly perceivable by the senses. Cannot be directly perceived by our senses. Therefore, it is called the subtle phenomena, and subtle impermanence. And with regard to coarse impermanence, and the appearances of coarse impermanence can be directly perceived. There's that direct perception of that is possible. So therefore, that is called coarse impermanence. So here in the text, it mentions on meditation on. Both gross and subtle, coarse and subtle impermanences. Yes.
다 난다. 제발은 멘체였냐마. 그래서는 다 수인나요니 남지는 책이래요. 삼바진다 용거로와. 이나요 다 단단 내 그게 더 거야 돼. 근데 대령형 문제 대령형 문제. 다 파슨 지금 말해 파슨 지금 말해 삼삼. 된력에 로데게 님부된 거요리. 나 디 로데 다 그래다 저 메다바 된데 마고마 이나 아니 강가 된데지 용거로와. 대령은 지금 말해서 대령이 지금 말해서요. 내가 시초조 레디오나요? 시금 말에 단도 메시비 탑 삼노도 들려져야지 차대요. 아, 다 대님은 막으면 이나 내 파즈 대고 대야 용거래. 대 대야라니 사야 공야 통야 안데 고도 세네 친디 삼노모 보지고 아니 대야 대 돈데 두야게 체도 아니 고섬게 받아줘. 아 들려지네. 아니 추 That's my pentina, pembi tap, a chew chango maria somewhere.
So here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that in general, every person, anyone would believe readily that they will die. However, what here we are trying, here in the context of impermanence or mindfulness of death, and what we are trying to counteract. What we're trying to contract is the mind that thinks I won't die today. You know, so we're constantly thinking that we won't die today. Thinking that I won't die today. So in this way, thinking that we will stay, that we will stay for that. I won't die today, or I won't be dying soon, you know. So we need to counteract this kind of attitude, rely on the antidote or the remedy to this kind of attitude. So here, when if we do not recall death, we are not mindful of death, not mindful of impermanence. Then even so because we're constantly thinking that we won't die. So even even if it were a sick person, a dying person will constantly think that they won't die, and then try to find the various methods, you know, to continuously seek the methods for further sustenance, sustaining this life. So in this case, if one doesn't meditate on impermanence, then we think that we won't die today. Then we will while we are continually abiding this world. Our minds will be still entirely focused upon pursuing the affairs of this life, such as eating, drinking, and general distractions and so forth. Then also the three doors of our body, speech, and mind would be engaged constantly in non-virtuous actions, and one would not aspire to engage in methods that are beneficial, methods of practice that are beneficial to one's future lives, which is cultivating the holy dharma. Yes.
인데다 저와도 말해 봐요. 저 말이다. 남진 저와도 전해 봐. 인데 그러다 남진님이 다 된데 소 남진님이 이 말에 다 되는 마음 삼아이나 네 천지 도지지 다 천지 도지지네 저와 간디 세븐이나 대 단지 된 주지 그래 자로 여러 와. 근데 이제 추진로 왔다는 말이. 다 추진로 왔나? 아니 가르고 왔었나? 천대 나 천만 얘기 나오네. 천만 쪼어 쳐야지. 천대 쪼의 샤정자. 아니 천미 되지 이야기 쳐도 추주비야. 근데 이제 공부 여러 와. 근데 이제 천대 쪼어 쳐. 저런 나는 추진이야 말이.
So when we are not mindful of death, then we are unable to practice the Dharma because here what we're trying to practice is that the time of death, you know, is uncertain. Uncertainty with regards to the actual time of death. So if one does not contemplate that, then one's mind is entirely attached, you know, to the affairs of this life, and all of one's practices, all of one's actions becomes the eight worldly dharmas. Does not become the actual dharma practice, but it becomes eight worldly dharmas. So in order to have something of to become the an actual dharma practice, at the very least, you know, when one is comparing with regards to the affairs of this life and future lives, you know, then the future life should be more seen as more important than this life, and one engages in practices to benefit the one's future lives, you know. So if one does not do that, then one's practices or affairs does not become dharma. Yes. So therefore, because one's mind, by not remembering impermanence, one's mind is filled only with attachment to the affairs of this life, and therefore one does not consider one's future lives, and therefore does not become dharma practice. So even if one engages in religious activities, then it does not become dharma practice, because as long as one's mind is continuously attached to affairs or appearances of this life, then one's practice will not become dharma. So here the Rinpoche quotes from a historical event in the life of Lama Atisha, in which one of the masters, one of the students, came up to say that, you know, I would like to engage in study teaching of the holy dharma. So here, so then Lama Atisha said, "Oh, teaching is a excellent thing, and I'm extremely happy. However, it'd be better if you could practice the holy dharma. You know, practice the dharma, practice dharma." So this Lama, you know, having heard such a reply from Lama Atisha, thinking that he then inferred from himself, you know, that wasn't exactly dharma practice. So that he thought maybe he should go off and meditate. So then he thought he went off to meditate, and then he told Lama Atisha that, you know, now I would like to meditate, you know, I'd like to go and meditate. So then Lama Atisha said, "Oh, extremely well, you know, that you are meditating, extremely good. However, it would be much better if you practice the Dharma." So again, you know, that this master then thought to himself, it's still strange, you know, if I said I'm going to teach the Dharma, and he said there was no Dharma. When I said I'm going to meditate, then he said that's not Dharma as well. So then he asked Lama Atisha, "Then what exactly is Dharma practice for you?" Then Lama Atisha replied, you know, "To give up the mind that is attached to this life." Then, so therefore, even if the mind is attached to affairs of this life, even if one engages in teaching and meditation, then this does not necessarily become Dharma. You know, because if one's mind does not remember death and impermanence, then all the religious activities that one engages in becomes mixed with the affairs or attachment to the affairs of this life. Yes.
다 가세 취지 전반이 나요. 선들이 마통만이 나. 다 레트만 편비 취는 먼저 전비 온도 동반이 나요. 선디 잡아는 거고. 다 취지 거도 거는 때는 단단히 선디 잡아도 계획적인 거 세워서 뭐 던데 전에 전형적 취 아니 매주빈이 있습니다.
Yes. So even if one remembers impermanence, if one or death, you know, but if one does not remember intensively, one will still be more or less more attracted towards the affairs of this life, and then one sort of like thinks that the affairs of this life are sort of more important than Dharma practice. You know, even if one remembers to practice the Dharma, but however, if one's mind still chooses the affairs of this life and to be deceived, you know, by the luring, the allure of the affairs of this life, rather than actually practicing the Dharma. So therefore, it says, even if remembering, still not practicing the Dharma, it's explained such a way. So then, if one, even remembering the Dharma, then not practicing, or even when practicing the Dharma, not practicing it purely, you know, so this is another drawback or disadvantage of not remembering death and impermanence. So if one were to practice the Dharma, engaging in hearing, contemplation, and meditation upon the holy Dharma, however, once because due to the factor of not remembering death, then one's mind is one's aspirations are directed towards the affairs of this life, such as having a long life, you know, freedom from sicknesses, and so on and so forth. So in this case, when one is practicing the Dharma, even if, for example, when one goes to make extensive offerings in the monasteries, then at that point in time, people may praise you, saying that you're a good person, and so on and so forth. Then you become attached to such fame and honor in such a way. And even so, therefore, then this act of offering does not become pure Dharma practice because of the mind that is being attached. It becomes sullied by the mind that's being attached to this life. Therefore, even if you're a meditator, even great meditators can be tricked by such a mind, because then when they're meditating, then they may worry about what other people will say about them. If people probably say that they're great practitioners, you know, engaging in meditational retreat, then they have they take to heart, you know, such comments and worry about their fame and honor due to the mind that doesn't remember impermanence. So therefore, the mind becomes overwhelmed by the eight worldly dharmas, you know, if one doesn't remember impermanence. So even when one actually practices a dharma, then it doesn't become pure, you know, due to the factor of not remembering death. Yes.
Mesojaya, that and the Namian won the Royona, and that and the Shiva Yena, ini tende yang dina payaman tu, tapi ini kewakan si nuba ini nanyo, tekiya yang beri samsung yang beri, tende cedu nuba lah sunru cemu tu batenyo, tu mada lama tanya ni tiung kira.
Then the fourth downfall is that even with one practices the Dharma purely, however, is that the one does not do so with intensity. You know, what is not enough intensity of the Dharma practice. So that means that one, even when one to able be, were able to practice Dharma purely, however, that is one lacks the factor of exertion or effort in one's Dharma practice. Even when doing some virtuous actions, engaging in virtuous practices, then one is easily tired, you know, and one thinks that one should rest and then puts that practice, that pure practice aside. So this is again due to the factor of not remembering death and impermanence. If you remember death and impermanence, that you could possibly die now, you know, then all these various distractions to pure practice, such as, you know, the thought of laziness, thing wanting to relax and so forth, then thinking that these distractions are not beneficial to one's practice, not beneficial to one's future lives, and that however much virtue that one managed to accomplish, you know, then all these virtues would be brought to future lives. So remembering death and impermanence in such a way then would be able to help one to focus one's mind on cultivating the pure Dharma practice intensively. Yes. So therefore, then because of not remembering, then the bottom of page 145, then Lama Tsongkhapa, the last paragraph here, Lama Tsongkhapa talks about the different, further goes, elaborates on the faults of not remembering death, not being mindful of death. So if one is not mindful of death, then one one misconceives, you know, one generates hope, that one projects hopes of being able to sustain oneself or to remain alive for a long time. And due to projection of such hopes, then one, in order to sustain this body, then one create strong, one ends up with strong attachment towards goods, services, and the various means of sustenance. And what generates hostility towards, strong hostility towards all those conditions and beings that prevented you from achieving such goals. And then one generates, you know, then one sinks further into ignorance. So in this way, on all the various delusions, if one, due to the factor of not remembering impermanence, then one becomes attached to this body, this life and body, then one, all these delusions become stronger and stronger, and then one engages in the tanon virtuous actions, and then because of not relying on the various antidotes or remedies towards these delusions or afflictive emotions, then they become stronger and stronger, and one gets carried away, as it says here, like the current, as it's swept away by the current of the river. Then here, also these strong delusions then obscure you from practicing the Dharma, and you end up repudiating the excellent teaching. You go against it, the excellent teachings of the Buddha. So this in this way, then your this life, you know, then you end up with a lot of suffering in this life, and as well as in the future lives, you know, you end up in the lower realms with countless and sufferings. So then these are the various faults of not remembering death and impermanence. So then Lama Tsongkhapa says that what process, you know, or what fault could be greater than not this remembering this death and impermanence? Produce negative karmas. Yes. So by not remembering death.
So delusion arises, then the producing is karma. Then again, see, that makes to rise, then defilement, and then the delusion arises. So then, like this, goes over, then that obscures mind very heavily.
Konan jiten songa da roni chida chibo me yo de nar ji ni lo na tele marong jin che yo ni ma ta chibda ase ya de jiten songa nga da ta jiten som tham je lo ong jo no ke ro wa sa wo sa de sa de jiten kan de je de je wa no ma yin na yo chibi me so ba ji me si ba ro yin de ne che wa de jiten som na ong jo ge nga da to cha de yo de ne ko ro de de ne chibda de la chiwa chibi chiba ku shen yawarwese na te yawmari na te tabiwa ni top chimbo te yin kanga la wangju korona na wangju ki me tangi tenri chi yawa yindu te yaw yindu tenri sobo chi ni nyi kukdiwa yinna da teli marungba chi shi yawarwese songani bari.
So here Lama Tsongkhapa quotes a verse from the 400 stanzas in which he mentions that what could be more dangerous than to sleep as though at ease while subject to the Lord of Death, ruler of the three worlds, himself without the master. So here the Lord of Death, you know, is described as the master of the three worlds, you know, the worlds underneath the ground, above the ground, and in space, the higher space. So in this case, all the beings of the three realms are subjects of the Lord of Death. There's no being that can escape, you know, escape death. Therefore, he's a master of all, and he himself has no master because there is no death itself. There's no one who can subject this death to death. So therefore, he's the great powerful being that is in control of all others, and no one of which no one can control him. Therefore, he says he's without a master. So in the presence of such a danger, you know, of being a subject of being under such a being, then what could be more danger than to sleep as though at ease, you know, in a very relaxed manner? Yes.
Da junju le jo tamje bo de cha gu ba da ge da da ma jin za de men de de wa na ma de ba na ma na zo ti xi song so ji ni ma re da chen de ni tom ju no ju nga tho ni ni xin ko yo kan de je yo ba yin na yo de xia jin ne chibininga te chajene, inchin roguyor, tamji por de chagubas. Dagi teta machine, inchiva, metabate, da, machivachi, reda, namjing imizam, te machivachi, te machibi onge, and zadom mezit onge, the one other, namanadoche. Dan zawa, Zashita, Menzawa Dra, Tender Ched, Niena Chaba, Dra Donga, Tender Dugana, not so Chevere, then on it, Chivad Mashibanita, Tichevres.
So here, Namzanghava quotes from Shani Davis engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds, which says, I'll have to depart, leaving everything. So here, it means that at the time of death, you know, all the things that we worked for in this life, you know, fame, honor, status, enjoyments, relatives, friends, entourages, and so forth, and even the housing, the environment that we live in, all these have to be left behind, and have to be left behind when one departs for the next life. And it says here, but not knowing this, I committed various sins. Not knowing this here, the object of misknowledge is regarding to impermanence and death. Due to not knowing this function of impermanence, not remembering that the time of death is uncertain, then I committed various sins for the sake of friends and foes, for the sake of those friends that one is attached to, and the sake of those foes that one has hostility towards. Then one commits various sins due to the fault of not remembering impermanence and death.
Da chega la modela ne mona ne chiba de machia chi da de bana bana so chi chi da chega kamla de che ge pendo me ba chi je yendo kona ne jo ba tho chi yong ge yore de ne da ne chega jo jin de chiba se ya
So therefore, at that time, you know, due to not remembering that, the not remembering death and impermanence, or not knowing death.
During the time of being, I say, during lifetime, I remember that, not death, during lifetime.
Yes. So. When one was alive, you know, because one did not remember death and impermanence, then one engaged in various negative actions, various kinds of negative actions. And in a time of death, then all that one has accumulated, all worked for in this life, has no benefit, had to be left behind.
One sees. The one sees. Engage all these new karmas, so, you know, things involved and engaged. But when you. The time of death, and you see all this death, it never benefits. Yes.
So one sees the engagement in the affairs of this life, creating the various negative karmas for those purposes, had no benefit. And so at the time of death, one would generate a very strong regret or remorse towards such deeds.
Yes. Zangumane and Pembonola Mondo Chudas and the Majumare. The call Menjombo Chumare. Me. The Menjombo Sonza, a Lombati no, and the Kangeke Jatusachi. And then Lombanonga and the Kajate and the Kujuto, a Lombanonga and the Dubasazi Gangal and the call Teddy Oriva. In the Dancher in the corner and the Tejate.
So they happened to there happened to one person. Umbuchara.
Mondo.
Mundu chuta. The person. So the person is very this person used to be in people in the area when they have problems, whatever difficulty they have, she's the person whom they consult all the time. He gives advice to everybody. So then when he was dying, then he had incredible fear, you know, of death. So then people said, "Oh, you don't worry, you don't have diabetes. So you don't have to worry." Other people told him that you don't need to worry because you are the Mondu Chara. You are the Mondu Chara, so you don't have to worry. Because he used to consult, to give advice to the other people normally, you see. So then other people tell him, you know, because he was very scared of dying, so then other people tell him, "Well, you don't need to worry because you're the Mondu Chara." Then he said, "Oh, that's the mistake. Why? Because that's the mistake that I've been a Mondu Chara. That's the mistake I made, being Mondu Chara. That I've been a Mondu Chara, I made a mistake."
That ended in it. Chow ma dhenbi nyimi chuk. Da chow dhenbi panyong.
So, because he's involved, you know, giving advice to all those people, you see. So what happened was then, all those, see, so what he did, he created so many karmas, so he has to carry all that karma by giving consultation, giving advice to all the people, you see. So he's involved in all those karmas, so he has he has created all those karmas, so that, you know, made him very lot of fear at the time of death. He remember all that. So that important part of that.
Gombe Payone, Chiva Jesus and Below Nama Jina Bena, Terrain Song and Chiva Tachovana. Chujikova Nimarita, Nijin no de soda, Gubam Baton, that much cousin Jesu Himba, Penchalamon, the Kangapan Chumbuchi, and the Chayamavachi, tenders of the artist. Into Pachel tender you want to watch, Chujiko, the same game. Tender in there, Nazoyon, Namji Junder, Chava Tendevaina, and the ten noji, Nego Trava, Jitan Beba Tamjin. Pumba chava de chibare, some much younger is. The Pumba, Redandri, Shumakon de Yat, Pumba Sigioro. Then other day, Pumba de Pai Yoch, and you motor so then go Yoro. In the Tende, the G near some day, Pumba is what it is. Pumba. And the dining with the car is not true. In the end, Chiaya go Tambayena, and you danger Sindhi, to it as some time, Dre Pumba. Jane, Tom, Meva. And the chewing, new bone, do you get it? And the Jena, then the Gosom McGivan, Joba, Nijo Tele Do, and the Jun the Jamro, the Tudin Lasova, Les Hombonam, Tadu Tong, Cooper Chibi, Son Rije, Sober Chibi, Lula Sova, New Mabon, and New Motaman, and the Komoda Maronins in Rowan, the Territory, the Tel the Tonchiva Chishio. That ended in any zone resume to ya. Tajur the Kujurs, Nimare. That Tajurs the any gender zone resume to yat. Kujurs da Kubachimukone, a dubia. Tendagan, Zondu, a gene. Ta, du, church, the gender, jig lava, nimbo me there. De tola, nimbo yovachi, nimbo nentola. 제네 로니요 그래다 아니 조데도 개발 도비인도 코나 몬토다 닐리지 공본 로니 톱토마치 다 로니 덴데 톱데요도 에니 제요 디스진 토바요 그래 덴데 옛날에 아니 델레 통치가 치시요 사단 치바도 못 통치 못해서
So here, if one remembers death and impermanence, such as, for example, an ailing patient that, in the manner of an ailing patient that is definite, you know, definite to die the next day, die tomorrow, then at that point of time we'll be able to see the affairs of this life as being meaningless, that all the things of this life we left behind, and cultivate Dharma practice. So as mentioned before, in the teachings on death and rebirth and intermediate stage, Rinpoche mentioned that at the time of death, it is very important to make offerings of one's worldly possessions in order to not have attachment in one's mind at the time of death. So in this way, by remembering death and impermanence in this way, that you will be able to see that the affairs of this life, such as worldly goods and respect and fame, are as fruitless, it says here, fruitless as winnowing chaff. So here it's like, I don't know how to describe winnowing chaff. It's like when you reap the harvest grains, you remove the external coarse layer that is not ingested as food. The external coarse layer is being removed, and you basically you take the core of the grain, you know, as the essential nutrient to be ingested. So, therefore, what we want is not the protective layer, you know, then, but we want the essence. In this case, to take the essence of this life and throw away what is, throw away that which is not relevant or has no essence. So the that which has essence, that can be derived from this life is, the sublime Dharma, the cultivation of that. So this way, to remember death and impermanence in this way, and to reverse the attachment to this life, then remembering this way, one's three doors of body, speech, and mind would be able to turn away from wrongdoing, negative actions, and one would be able to engage in constant and respectful effort to accumulate good karma. By cultivating, observing law of cause and effect, as well as cultivating practices of refuge in this way. So then, by remembering that, these constant respectful efforts come from remembering death and impermanence, that this body is easily destroyed, it is very fragile, and also the affairs of this life are being meaningless. So therefore it says that you will therefore be able to bring lasting significance to things like the body that would not have had such significance. So by using this body to practice the Dharma, then one will be able to bring significance to it, and one will be able to attain the higher states of liberation, higher status, as well as here ascending to sublime states such as these perfected states. Having achieved that oneself, one would be able to also lead others to such a state. So what could be more meaningful than that? Nama Tsongkhapa says.
Deyisharpe dhimi yunga de, nyangayin de bachimbo de, shenmonga tamjin nong donji zong chogo, jitamjin nong panong jin chogo, dujitamjin nong nong medabadan chivin dujin chogo yinde, nedaki den kaosanjin dobadan, maryubadan ajatamjin selo, shiso, deyisharpe nyongmo de nipachibadan jijanjubin toba, gedidan jijarubadan jibago, chimbo jibada suku chong, agwa wo. In the same way, 다 농부제 지대를 채세 용어로. 근데 지 탐지 논 농부제 지대 초월해. 내가 나오지는 누시 탐지 논에 메답의 누시대 초월해서. 그래서 저와 메답. 근데 저와 메답 공부하니나 아 감성진 노바도 말이 보탐지 이 말을 다 지자도 살도 그래서 말해. 근데 내 저와를 막 또 저와를 해서 온 거. 근데 예, 다 용부에나 아니 노자님 뭐 메답 공부세요. 콘드니엠보다 소바고미야 잠바고미야 덴데르르르 숨바로 다 메다바 고마이나 아니 도자 셰도 데모 강간 좀로 그래서 에르바 소소 아니지 노자노 먼저지 덴데 제로제나 메다바 고 나 단나로 시와이나 아니 다 대구밤에도 사미야 안도자 좀토야 다 공론의 제노한지 잠리쇼로나 요이나 요 나 단다 시와이나 데 잠리 잠데다 펜도 카리오르사 엔좀로야 덴데인데 용모 탐지 지시하는 좀 도왔다 그래서 얘도 또 침보됐어.
So here bottom on page 146 Nama Tsongkhapa further quotes from the scripture the great Final Nirvana Sutra in order to show that the many scriptures of the Buddha's words use examples praise the mindfulness of death. Here it says that using the various analogies, so here it says that amongst all reapings, the autumn harvest is supreme. The autumn harvest is the most supreme time for reaping the crops because the crops grow to a very high level, and so that's around the time when that occurs. So that's the most best time to reap harvests. So among all the tracks, the track of the elephant is supreme. So because the elephant is a large animal, so probably because of that, the track, the elephant is considered supreme. Then it says here, amongst all ideas, the idea of impermanence and death is supreme. Because with it, you eliminate all the attachment, ignorance, and pride of the three realms. So by meditating in such a way, one would be able to eliminate, all the attachment, ignorance, and pride of the three realms. So this shows the great force and intensity of this mind, or the idea of death and permanence. Because otherwise, in the scriptures, it mentions about the various ways whereby the various antidotes to the various affective emotions, such as meditating on the ugliness and uncleanliness of the body, in order to overcome attachment. As well as meditating on patience to overcome anger and so forth. So it mentions specific antidotes for specific affective emotions. However, here impermanence is the remembrance of death. Impermanence is praised as the supreme antidote because it can eliminate all of these various forms of affective emotions. And for example, if you have desire. If the desire of delusion of desire were to arise, then by remembering impermanence and death, then one develops a contentment, thinking that one doesn't need all these objects that one is chasing after, and one eliminates that deluded mind of desire. If one generates anger and engages in a conflict with people, then if one were to remember death and impermanence, then the anger gets pacified because one remembers, one sees the fruitlessness or the lack of purpose to engage in conflict with others if one was going to die today, you know. So therefore, by remembering death and permanence in such a way, it contracts the delusions all at one go. Yes.
Mijuchu, Nimbomeva, attended the page and 리바다 추이 소는 거지. 니마 처워다 제만 저원 체인도 거나 추주 되이 소는 거지. 어로. 단단히 뭐 여마로. 되는 놈이 근데 메다바테 근데 니 몸에 바테 해도가 있나? 뒤지 메도 돈은 되죠 봐. 그래다 뒤지 메도 통화세도 뒤지 당하세야 메도 당하세야 세기월에 돈다 노차제야 용모제야 세기월에 일단 메도 당하세고야 메도 그 수보나 너무 많아 대나시 그게 노차제 연두거나 그건 양모원 농어제게 그래 내 마음 못 지내야 지인도 매도를 통하지야. 이제 대내진 처음 매도가 돼. 근데 뒤지 매도 총 용문 받. 주 대내 제발 있나? 근데 집다 지역을 땅 용문 받는 거 같아. 집이 되나? 나 집다를 쉬는 거. 집다게 따사 용문 받아. 대내 차기를 해서 하는 거래.
So here, then, Namsanghapa quotes from the collection of indicative verses, which says that this body is understanding that body is like a clay vessel, so that a clay vessel is naturally, by nature, very brittle, and if you drop it, it breaks easily. So this body also, likewise, is very fragile, and so the certainty, the time of death of this body is uncertain, simply because of its fragility, that it is prone to destruction at any point, one point of time. So therefore, here it says that similarly, that phenomena are like mirages. So here, a mirage has a connotation of that which has no essence. You know, the reason being that, you know, when the mirage occurs, when the sun beats down on hot sand, hot sun beats down on hot sand, and then it's from afar that creates the illusory appearance of huge bodies, large bodies of water, and so forth. Now, these are completely without any trace sense of reality or substantiality to it. So therefore, it is like considered essenceless. It is an analogy for illusion. So therefore, here, then it says, here you destroy the demon's poisonous flower-tipped weapons. So these refers to the so-called the five arrows of the demons that is shot into the hearts of beings to give rise to the various delusions of desire. The arrows of delusions that cause the caused by the maras, you know, for the beings, living beings, to generate strong delusions such as attachment and so forth. So here, in general, flowers do not harm the physical body. So likewise here, when you talk about the demons, then they do not necessarily inflict physical harm, but by speaking their heads are like wali, so they speak in the very la. Yes. So here is like the analogy for desire, because when one is they do not force oneself, do not harm oneself, but through a very enticing manner, in a soft-spoken enticing manner, they cause you to engage.
The reason why I said flower is very soft. It doesn't hurt you. and why that example used is because when attachment rises, you know, it rises very, very gentle way. It is not harming to you, in a very, very gentle way it rises. So that's why the flower is used an example for to understand the attachment, yes. To recognize the attachment.
So in a very
attachment harms into that example.
So in a very gentle manner, then enticing you to engage in inappropriate actions and so forth. So this way, by remembering death and impermanence, then one is able to cut through all of these various afflictive emotions. And then it says here, and pass beyond the sight of Lord of Death. So because of remembering death and impermanence, one does not, one engages in dharma practice, and in time of death, one does not need to fear the Lord of Death, you know, and so it says here to pass beyond the sight of the Lord of Death. So here, the further says that by seeing aging, the suffering of sickness, and dead bodies from which the mind is gone, so by seeing all these various appearances, then one generates the strong resolution to abandon this prison-like home. So here, a so-called a prison, so one generates a resolute abandon, abandon this prison-like home, to abandon the distractions of the cyclic existence. So here, when we refer to the prison-like home, in the so-called prison is a place where suffering is being inflicted, and one experiences only suffering in the prison. So likewise, in order to be free from this, so by remembering death and impermanence, then one can be one generates the mind to be free from this cyclic existence, this prison-like cyclic existence. This is, if one generates, one remembers death and impermanence, one can generate such a mind renunciation, one can be free, one can abandon cyclic existence and attain liberation. However, it says here, ordinary worldly beings can never eliminate attachment. So it's almost like resolute saying. Yes. So I leave you at this point.